With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Eagle River's ice castle came down Monday. The Eagle River Fire Department announced on Facebook that they had knocked it down. The post included a picture of a pile of ice blocks on the ground. Typically, the ice castle is removed for safety reasons once warm weather and sun start to make the structure less stable. Monday's highs were in the 40s. The Eagle River Fire Department thanked everyone who came to see the ice castle and made donations. They said they're already making plans for next winter. Oneida County snowmobile trails will close Wednesday morning. At this time, they're hoping the closure will be temporary. The Oneida County Forestry Department said the trails may open again if weather and trail conditions improve. In Vilas County, trails remain open, but riding is not recommended. The Snow Eagles Snowmobile Club says there was a high level of traffic over the weekend. The Snow Eagles said they highly recommend that people not ride for now and said trail conditions are now dangerous. Hopes are the return of cold weather will improve things. The tourism industry remains strong in the North Woods. The newly rebranded Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau is working to ensure all of its communities are benefiting from those visitors. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau is now the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau. It supports businesses and the tourism industry in Minocqua, Arborvita, Woodruff, and Hazelhurst. President and CEO Crystal Westfall says they did a brand perception study ahead of the change.
What we found out through that brand perception study is the word Minocqua is synonymous with Northwoods or up north for them. And quite frankly, they don't know where Minocqua begins and ends. They just know at some point on that Highway 51 drive north, they're going to enter a space that they say, this is it. This is it for me.
The new branding doesn't impact operational changes. Westfall says they've hired two additional staff persons in the last year to get back up to full staffing. Part of the work of the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau is making sure visitors know about all the different communities and what each one has to offer.
Once they got to their, you know, quote-unquote Minocqua area, wherever that may be, now we can actually tell them, okay, well, actually, this is in this community and why this community is so great. Or you're in this community and they have this type of amenity or attraction that you should be checking out. And so we can start to differentiate for them what the area means and what it means to the locals by using the hook.
Work will also continue to maintain the strong tourism industry. Visitors spent nearly $292 million in Oneida County in 2023, an increase of 4.5% over 2022.
We get them here, we make sure that they're enjoying themselves, give them their Northwoods authentic experience, and then hopefully they go and tell others about it and bring new people back. And so it's this beautiful cycle that we see with this room tax funding is, you know, we get them here, they do their thing, they go home. We use that funding that they provided to us, and we hopefully remarket to them and their friends and bring them back.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A small plane that had a problem needed to make an emergency landing in Eagle River. The Eagle River Police Department got a call at 10:24 Monday morning from the Minneapolis Flight Center. They said a small plane was damaged in flight and needed to make an emergency landing at Eagle River Union Airport. A number of agencies responded to the airport to wait for the plane's arrival. Despite the loss of part of the landing gear in flight, the plane landed safely with no injuries. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda when it comes to words like mother and father that have been struck out of his proposed state budget and replaced with gender-neutral terms like parent or inseminated person. He says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that we're able to have, that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
Evers blames Republicans for making the story bigger than it is.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
Evers says he's open to putting those protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past but failed to gain traction. The story blew up last weekend when a conservative radio host noticed the changes, which were buried 1,700 pages into the governor's proposed state budget. Weinbrenner Shoe Company is celebrating. The Merrill-based company was named Manufacturer of the Year by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Four awards were made depending on company size. Weinbrenner Shoe Company, Inc. was named the winner of the large category. Nominees and winners were honored at the Manufacturer of the Year Award ceremony at the Pfister Hotel in downtown Milwaukee last week. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.